Hey Tony, it's Kyle. I'm here with Luke DeCock, Mike Maniscalco, a couple other guys here, and just have a few questions for you so far with the draft.
Okay.
Go ahead, guys.
I'm trying to find myself a spot here where I can talk. My phone will work. I think we're okay.
Okay, you sound good on this end, Tony.
Okay.
Tony, what do you like about Pesci's game besides his size?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you guys have the right size there or not, but he's closer to 190 than the size that he was listed at on the sheet. And he's a very solid shutdown defenseman, a young guy who played regular minutes with New Hampshire and played very well. He moves the puck very well. He's an excellent defender, great stick. Contains and defends well without taking any unnecessary penalties because he's a pretty good skater. And, you know, we think that he's a kid that has a lot of upside. He's going to attend the National Junior Camp for Team USA in Lake Placid in August. And we're looking forward to seeing him at our development camp shortly as well.
Hey, Tony. Luke DeCock here. I'm just curious, with Lindholm, the word you hear with him most of the time is tenacious. What is it about him that makes people say that about him? What do you see on the ice that leads to that sort of characterization?
We're talking about Lindholm now. My signal is a little...
Lindholm and the use of tenacious to describe him.
Well, he's tenacious in terms of his puck pursuit. He pushes the pace out there, as well. Like, defensively, he's on the puck. He dodges the puck. He's got the tenacity of a Forsberg. You have to be very careful when you start throwing Forsberg's name in there. But in terms of that part of his game, he does everything at speed. He can make plays at speed. He can find people. He can create. He's got a pretty good shot, but he's a speed skill guy. But the greatest thing about him is his compete level, and the fact that when he goes out there for a shift, he would be your ideal guy to go out there and play a 40-second shift because he doesn't. There's no glide in his game. He doesn't. He doesn't float. He doesn't glide. He works. And he pushes the pace, and he's always skating, always moving.
Tony, it's Peter Katrumpas. Can you talk about this year's draft and kind of the focus you guys had, maybe compared to last year's? I know last year you talked about more development-based and how the picks were coming. This year, obviously, there's a little bit more urgency to get some more NHL-ready guys, if that's correct. Give us a little insight on that, please.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you take a player like Lindholm, several of the players that were taken, in the top end of the draft, are playing, in Europe at the professional level, and it helps them be a little more NHL ready than players that are playing junior or college hockey. But, when you're picking in the top five, you're looking for someone who can come in and play in your team. That's not to say that we expect our guy to be a dominating force right away. We're hoping that he can come in and make our team and contribute. And, the impact that he will make on our lineup will grow as he matures and continues to develop as a player. But, we're looking for, I think with this draft you've got maybe a few more NHL-ready players than you do in a normal draft. And, this draft has been compared to the 03, and I'm not sure it's quite as good as that one, but it's pretty close in terms of its depth. And, we'll find out over the next few years how it actually does compare. But so that's been the theme. I'm looking for guys that are a little closer to being ready to play than being on that long, hard development curve.
thanks.
Tony, Mike Maniscalco again. As far as Lindholm goals, do you think he'd be ready to step in and play in the NHL from day one?
I think he can. And we think he really think that he's ready to do that, and if he's up a mindset that he's ready to go, then, you know, we think he can do it. I mean, it wouldn't, you know, he could go back and play with his team over there and play, you know, play at a high level, you know, with men and continue to develop. But, we, you know, I'm quite sure that he's ready to step in and play on our team now. He's a very confident young man, and he uses compete. You know, when you talk to this guy, he loves to play the game and he loves to compete, and that was one of the qualities that really appealed to us about this kid.
Tony, we're three rounds into it now. How's your list looking? You got any guys you think might be there later rounds that you like, or are you just going to end up kind of going best available?
We're gonna go best available, or we might go to a position or something, you know, as we go along. But yeah, we'll just sort of play it by ear here the rest of the way. There's a lot of players are gonna get selected before we pick next. But, you know, we had a player ready at 35 that we were quite happy with, but you know, we're quite happy to see us get a defenseman like Sakara who could step in and contribute to our defense right now, and that was more important than taking a prospect at that point.
Tony, Corey Lavalette from Kane's Country. As far as Lindholm's concerned, do you see him more as a center or a winger, or do you think that's just going to depend on how he fits in once he gets here?
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on how he fits in. I mean, he's more center. He is a center, but he has played wing, and he is versatile enough to play either wing, actually, but you know, he's the right shot, and he can he has played the left side by time. So you know, we'll probably it'll be up to Kirk Miller where he wants to start him out, whether he plays at center or the wing. But I would assume that it's going to be center at this point.
Tony, one last question from Peter here. Seems to be a lot more international flavor with the Canes. I know it's league-wide too, but three Swedes and others coming into the league at the younger end. Is there just more talent development on that world stage that is increasing and making it a lot more preferable to get players like these guys?
You know, I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of interference here for some reason, and I'll have to ask you to come back to me again on that. I didn't quite get it.
Quickly, is there more of a draw to look at the European players now, more so over recent years, and drafting them through the amateur draft because of their ability to learn and play at a higher level?
Yeah, I think so. I think you take a look there. If, we cover Europe pretty thoroughly, and especially those players that are playing in the pro leagues, and then, you know, that gives them a bit of a leg up. But we look there, but you know, we're certainly not going to overlook a player of similar talent playing over here in North America at a lower level. But there is a certain appeal to the players that are playing, with men, and if they're playing well and contributing, that even makes it more appealing.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.